mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey, I can't take it back. Look where I'm at. We was OG like
oh, take it from this, this childless dog lady. Kamala won. I mean, Mamala, that was a performance. Folks, you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. My producer's Brian Kelly, and I'm joined this afternoon for the time that we do have together by my friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. Thank you so much for being here. Before the break, I was talking about the fact that, Mars, I saw, and you came to mind so frequently during the debate for a couple of these reasons. First of all, Kamala Harris was so classy and she presented such a study in contrast, right? But with the trash, the trashiness of Donald Trump. I mean, that's what it was. Second of all, she would not be baited. She could not be pulled off her message. She knew what she was there to do and she went ahead and did it. And she was able to get so effectively under the skin of Donald Trump. I have seen you handle some dicey business in this game of politics. And like the vice president, you do so with class and panache and you handle the business. What were your impressions? You know, again, as a Black woman in politics, like, I think she changed the game yesterday. Like, that is a standard that was just set.
Yes, yes. And that is what resonated with me the most, I think, watching that debate. And as you stated, as a woman of color, she ran a clinic, an absolute clinic, on how to school a mediocre white man who was absolutely angry and rattled, fell into every single trap, and showed why he was unfit to be president. And I just have to be frank. Kamala Harris did this because of two reasons. One, because she's a brilliant prosecutor. She's a brilliant legislator. She's been a brilliant vice president, and she's prepared, and she is skilled, and she is smart. But two, she understands that as a woman of color, there are like unique challenges that we face, and they stem from biases, the stereotypes of Black women as angry, unfit to lead. And she has to be held to these higher and more impossible standards. She's expected to be, you have to be assertive, but not too assertive. We still have to like you. Yep. You can be confident, not too confident. You know, hold on there. Don't be too strong. Always having to prove yourself and not having that luxury. For her meant that she had to show up and make sure that she put on that strong face to be representative of a community. And I know what that feels like to have a community on your shoulders. But she did, again, an incredible job because she is grace. She embodies it. And I'm just so proud of her. And on the other end, you have Trump, who again showed why he's unfit to be president. He talked about migrants eating cats. He talked about fourth-term abortions and executing babies. I mean, it was absolutely chaotic.
It was bananas, right?
I felt like I was watching an old senile conspiracist at the, like, chess game in the park talk to the air. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, like one of those old dudes playing chess all day in the park, rambling on about who killed JFK sort of nonsense. Totally agree, Chairwoman. Let's take a call from Jess out of Madison. Hey, Jess, what do you have to say?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So, you know, I didn't feel at ease while watching the debate last night or afterwards. And the reason is because I thought, wow, it's not new that this crazy man is spewing such garbage out of his mouth. And I remember in 2016 thinking, wow, Hillary really just mopped the floor with him. And other like-minded people seemed to feel the same way at the time. And then the rest of the country was like, yeah, no one cares. So I didn't feel good about the metric of how I felt watching it until I woke up this morning and heard two things. One, his Truth Social stock price plummeted. And the other thing was hearing the right-wing echo chamber spinning out the same talking points about, oh, well, this is why he lost, though. So it's like, oh, okay, you admit he lost. cool. If yes. you know it too, even if you're making up for it, fine. The other thing I'll say is that the moment it came out of his mouth, this idea about immigrants eating pets, it was like, wow, that's definitely yeah. something that's going to be talked about for weeks. And all the people in the middle, it's like they're not going to be moved on tax policy or whatever. This fits into that narrative, that carefully woven narrative about how weird these people are. And that resonates with, you know, the everyman kind of a thing.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jesse. Like, the word that I wrote down when I was watching the debate multiple times, just let it flow, was that's weird. Oh, more weirdness. Yep. Weird, 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 crazy, weird. It was absolutely shocking how completely unhinged Donald Trump was. Britt Hume on Fox News, Marsilia, said this last night, quote, "Look, make no mistake about it. Trump had a bad night. He rose to the bait repeatedly when she baited him, something I'm sure his advisors begged him not to do. In this debate, we heard so many of the old grievances we thought Trump had learned were not winners politically. So my sense is Kamala Harris came out in pretty good shape." That's out of Britt Hume's mouth on Fox News. Marcy, what do you think his greatest failing was yesterday? There were so many to pick from, but I have the one moment where I was like, ooh, this is not going to go well for him.
Well, I think his greatest failing is that he was president of the United States. He ran for a second term and is now running for a third time and could not point or express a plan that he had to chart a way for everyday Americans and to lift up the middle class and set a vision for what this country can be. Instead, he had a concept of a plan, which were his direct words, which we all know is Project 2025. He won't admit to, but it's an absolute failing on his part that he says he has a concept of a plan when we have a election in November and our American people deserve a president who's going to go in day one with a plan like Kamala Harris, who will.
Yeah, I got to hop in there, Chairwoman. We're going to come back with Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marsilia Nicholson, who's my special co-host today in our post-debate coverage here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. My producer's Brian Kelly. We want to hear from you. We'll take more of your calls and texts when we come back after the bottom of the hour farm update. You can join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You might notice we might be listening to a little T-Swift today. Wonder why that might be. We'll talk about it when we come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts.
You forget, but you never let it go.
Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. If you love like that.